Sup.
What's up, Meph, you gorgeous robot, and what's up to all the Pinball Party fans out there? This week on Deep Dive, we find out who Luke Skywalker's father is.
Oh yeah.
And we look at one of Stern's most polarizing games, I'd say, of all time. Star Wars. Heard of it? Created by George Lucas himself, later sold to Disney. You all know what it is. It's the biggest franchise, arguably, of all time. Let's talk about it on a table with a metal ball and some lights.
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars! Give me the Star Wars! Don't let them end! Star Wars!
Beyond seeing the movies and being Star Wars fans, as a lot of us are, we both played the Decipher Star Wars customizable card game in the 90s, which, to those unaware, even surpassed Magic the Gathering in popularity for a while and was a very popular customizable card game.
It blew up for a minute. So popular.
We are apt to talk about Star Wars and Star Wars Pinball even further because both of us are strangely obsessed with this weird hobby. Enough to do not only one podcast, but also a deep dive about these games specifically. So enough of that. Zach, what are the facts of Star Wars Pinball by Stern?
Yeah, this is an interesting game. It's from 2017, and it's from Steve Ritchie and Dwight Sullivan. There is 3 tiers, Pro, Premium, and LE, but there were 2 other models released 2 years later in just art difference alone, the Comic Pro and the Comic Premium. And, you know, it's from that era where new Sterns were just kind of changing a little bit from Sam over to Spike 2. And before you started to have the serious heavy hitters like your Iron Maidens and everything after that, right?
Yeah, like Led Zeppelin, heavy hitters. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yes, I'm talking about the real deep cuts like Led Zeppelin, where it's just so good. So, you know, it is fascinating, right? When Star Wars hit, if you just want to segue into first impressions.
Yeah, sure. And we'll get more on the trims in a bit, but yeah, first, what was your first impressions?
It's just such an interesting thing because Star Wars is like a religion to a lot of people. It's just the biggest theme in the world. I mean, you know, especially in the 90s, if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, or 90s, you have some different type of relationship with that theme. Whether, you know, you have a friend, Brad, who works at Toys R Us, who you have trying to get you the rare Chase fig from Power of the Force 2 in 1996 with a half-circle hand Boba Fett.
Oh,
or
God.
You are just a guy who likes the movies.
Yeah.
There's a real connection. And hilariously, when this game came out, this came out after Game of Thrones and all of the negativity around, oh, the game's empty, the art is bad, the rules, you know, they're complicated. This is another Steve Ritchie and Dwight Sullivan, and it's another game that initially people just really laid into. I think collectively at the same time was like, there's nothing in it. I don't like it. The Pro has 5 drops, a mini LCD, mechanical ball lock, right? With the 2 forks and the uppost.
Yeah.
And the Premium, you get the exploding Death Star with the raising ramp fork mechanism, the mechanical,
Hyperloop
balls. Well, you get the mechanical. I was going to say the gate, right, for the ball save into the lane.
Like, you I
you
mean,
get the mechanical. It's,
sure,
it's a thing, right?
It
it's
is, there. But it is, and so. Let me. I just have to. People talk about that, and I agree. It's cool. It's this little metal flap that says Star Wars on it, and it's a ball save, right? So when a ball comes into the right out lane, it just says nope, go into shooter lane, and then it launches the ball. The only difference between that and the Pro. There is nothing. It still goes in the same out lane. The end result is still the same. The ball still comes to the shooter lane and shoots. The fact that they're like, let's spend money on that. It's not, keep going.
It is the end of that era, though, right? Like, you know how, like, you get, like, Star Trek, you have the mechanical kickback versus the virtual kick, like the virtual ball saver.
Yeah, but that's actually different because the balls come out in different spots to a certain extent.
I totally agree with you. I'm just saying that the gate mechanism is that kickback to the early, you know, solid state. It's a lost mech, but I think we can both agree it's pointless.
Yes.
The Hyperloop is...
To hear the remainder of this fantastic episode and more, join the rest of the nincompoops at patreon.com/pinballparty. See you later.